It's a schosen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parshas Noach, such a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Parshas Noach starts off. Ele told us Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorasov. We know last week's Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Hashem, Emches Adam. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy man, Asher Barasi. We know right away, we started off with Adam and Chava, and then we had Cain killing Hevel, and the whole world. But then the Torah tells us, V'noach matzachin v'nei Hashem. And right in the beginning, as we just said, that these are the toldos of Noach, the Medrash says something amazing. What does it mean, Noach matzachin? What was so amazing about Noach? How did he find chen in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Medrash says that Noach had etzbosav. He had digits. He had fingers. Question one. How does that create that there was peace in the whole world, that he found chen, he found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? Then we get to the first Rashi's, very famous Rashi's in this week's Parsha. Rashi says, in Eila told us Noach ish sadik. It says, and then it says, B'dorasov, yesh me rabo senu dorshim oso l'shvach. There are those that say that really it's a praise. Ilu haya b'dor tzadikim, if Noach was in a generation of righteous people, hayat tzadik yoser, then he would have been greater. V'yesh dorsin oso l'ginai, that really it's bad for Noach, l'fi doro, because if he was in the door of Avraham, he would have been anything, because Avraham was such a tzadik. So what was Noach? He's such an enigmatic figure. He's so unclear. Was he a tzaddik? Was he not a tzaddik? The Torah clearly tells us that he was ish tzaddik tamim haya b'dorasov. He was a righteous person. He was perfect in his generation. But then there's this contrast with Avraham, the great Avraham Avinu, who we come from. The next Rashi says, Es Elokim hisalech Noach. Noach walked with God. Uba Avram hu omer hisalech lifanai, walk before me. Noach hayat sarech sa'ad, Noach needed support. Letomcho, aval Avram hayam mitchazek. Avram was strengthened by himself. Umahalech besitko, and he walked in his own righteousness. Me'elov. So was Noach great? Was he not great? What is this comparison with Avraham? The Torah even goes on further. We know that when Noach went into the Teva, in Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion, Vayavo Noach b'rav yishto, u'nishem b'tav yito el ha-teva b'nei ha-mabu, that he went in, mipnei ha-mabu, says Rashi, af Noach miktane emana haya, he was those with little faith, mamin v'ein ha-mamin, he believed, but he didn't believe, she'avo ha-mabu, that the flood was going to come. So he didn't go in on Shedakuku Hamayim. The water had to push him in. So it seems from this Rashi that Noach really wasn't such a... He didn't have so much emunah. He didn't have so... Again, Hashem was with him. He was a tamim. But comparing himself with Avraham, he doesn't seem so great. So was Noach a tzaddik? Was he not a tzaddik? What does this mean that he was miktani emunah? Question two. Question three, we know that in Perek Vav, it says when it's talking about the Mabul, it says in Perek Yitetz, it says something amazing. Umikol achaya, mikol basar shnai, mikol tovi el ateva lachioti toch zachar nekeva. So we know that the Mabul was coming, and Noach was going and building this teva. And all the animals, he had to get all the animals in. And again, he didn't have to, you know, he only had to get two by two. And so he didn't have to get so many, but there were so many animals. You take all the zoos, the Bronx Zoo and all the zoos. I don't know why I wanted to pick out Bronx, because that's a nice zoo. I've been to that zoo. Or the Biblical Zoo in Israel. You take all the zoos and you put them all into a, what? You put them all into a teva? Ask the Ramban, the great Ramban, Nachmanides, 1197 to 1270. He asks, was the teva a nace? Was the teva a miracle? But if it was a miracle, why did we need such a big teva? Again, you couldn't get all the we got all the animals on. And imagine all the food. Can we imagine how much food they had to bring? It's interesting because it says, Vayas Noach, only Noach went. What about the animals? What happened to the animals' food? You know, we go away for a week, we bring in suitcases. Imagine you go to a place that there's no food. You bring suitcases and suitcases of food because you get nervous. So imagine Noach doesn't know how long he's going to be in the teva for. He's building and building this teva. And the Ravan asks, was it an ace? Was it a miracle? Was it not a miracle? Why did he have to make such a big teva? Maybe he should have made a smaller teva. Because it was a miracle, so therefore, just rely on the miracle. That is the question of the Ramban. So again, three big questions, and we're going to build out that yisod. Question number one is that we know Noach Matzachin, that Noach found favor. And the Medrash says that, how do you find favor? Because he had etzbosov, he had digits, he had fingers. How did that help the world? Question two, the comparison between Avram and Noach. Was Noach a leader? Was Noach not a leader? What's the difference between an Avraham and a Noach? Noach was miktani emono. He believed, but he didn't believe. He had to be pushed on to the mountain. He had to wait for the, it's starting to pour, and then he had to get out on his boat. What's the difference between Avraham and Noach? And lastly, the teva, was it an ace? Was it not an ace? Esther Ramban, why did we need such a big teva? Just even a small teva would have been enough. So, we're going to try to build the yisod, the foundation of what is a leader. What does a leader mean? How does a person become a leader? So, it's very fascinating. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I actually started with my shir. I started a new thing. I started every day to do two Mishnayos at the end. I give a pre-shir before we start learning the Gemaras and the sources. And I had a friend, and he's still my friend, but I haven't seen him in a lot of years. And I remember every single day he memorized two Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos. And I decided, you know, why not? Two Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos. You know, it's our book, Pirkei Avos. The ethics of our forefathers. It's so many things in Pirkei Avos, you can learn so much. And we do two Mishnayos a day. And there's a very fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah is found in Parak Dalet, Mishnah Chof Ches. And we know that the Mishnah says that Akina v'ataiva v'akavod motzin adom min ha'olam. That jealousy, kina, v'ataiva, and desire, that lust, that kavod, and going after honor, takes a person out of this world. And if you see right in the beginning of Bereishis and the Noach, we see right away how the world, things are going crazy. We have Adam and Chava, and then we get to a Cain and Hevel. We spoke a little bit last week about Cain and Hevel, how Cain was jealous of Hevel, and Hevel was more of the carbon, Meshech Chachma said, that his carbon, he worked harder for the carbon, and Cain just relied on the fruits. But there was also a jealousy. Cain was jealous of Hevel, and he couldn't take it. And therefore, he killed Hevel because he couldn't take the jealousy. So that's the idea of kinah. Vataiva. We see right in the beginning of the Parsha, Parshas Noach, that there was desire. It's amazing. It says that the animals were even involved with each other. They were involved with relations of different species being involved. And ask the Beis HaLevi, the great Beis HaLevi, What does that have to do? What do you mean? The animals? Why are you talking about the animals? And we know that they were involved in Hamas, they were involved in stealing, and they were involved in immoral acts. So I asked the Beis HaLevi, why the animals? The Beis HaLevi says, because when a person does bad things, you think it just affects you, it affects your whole surrounding. It affects everything. The Beis HaLevi says it even affects the animals. It affects the whole atmosphere. But then the Beis HaLevi says that when a person goes and he does good things, that also affects the world in such a positive way. He quotes the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara is found in Chagiga Daf Tesvav. The Gemara says that when you go up to Shemayim, you're going to get schar. But not only are you going to get schar for what you did, you could even get schar for what your friend did. Ask the Beis HaLevi, what? Why should you get schar for what your friend did? Well, what does your friend have to do with you? Says the Beis HaLevi. Because imagine, you go and you decide to go to a Beis Medrash. And you go and you sit down. It's busy, but you decide, I need to learn for a couple of minutes. Or you go and you do a chesed for someone that needs you to do chesed for them. And you go and you do it. And then someone sees you do it. And the person's like, wow, look at that. And you don't even see that person seeing you. And then because of your act, he goes and he does a chesed. He does an act of kindness. Or because of your learning, he says, oh, he gets inspired and says, you know what? I could also go sit and learn. Why not? And then he goes and learns. And he gets involved. And then he affects his children. And then they affect their children. And imagine, one of those children writes an amazing sefer. And then people read the sefer. And now it goes from generation to generation. And after Me'eva Esrim, after 120 years, a person goes up to Shemayim and says, you know, you help, you were the author of that sefer. You helped the sefer. You're like, no, I wasn't. Me? I was the author of that sefer. So you weren't the author, but you helped. There was a chain. There was a domino effect that you got part of the schar. You were involved in it. It wasn't a Ponzi scheme. You got involved. You did a little act, and your act just continued. Says the Beis HaLevi that when a person realizes that he could do that with his actions, wow. He says an amazing thing. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, says that a person's going to be doing din v'cheshbon. What does it mean, din v'cheshbon? So the Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean, din v'cheshbon? That I get din. If a person, chas v'shalom, does an aveira, so then he's going to get punished for what he did. But also the cheshbon is that he could have done something positive when he was doing that aveira. But the Beis HaLevi doesn't say like that. He says, you know what din v'cheshbon is? Din is you're going to get the din of what you did. But the cheshbon is even what your act did could even spiral and affect others. But says the Beis HaLevi, what happened in the door of Noach? Noach was in a door of immorality. He was in a door of even the animals got affected. How? Because they were involved in such bad things. And that's what happened. So that was taiva. That was akina v'hataiva. And what about kavod? Kavod represents the end of the parsha of Dor HaFloga, where they all got together. And they felt they could go and rebel against Hashem. They felt, oh, kochi ve'otzem yodi. I am greater. I could build a tower. They did have unity. But they said, I could go. I have kavod. I have more honor than God. And they went against God, Dor HaFloga. So right away we see, Hakinov, Hataiva, Hakavod, Motzin, Adam Mina Olam. And that was what was going on in the beginning of creation. And Noah realized these problems. He realized the problem of the Taiva. He realized the problem. And Noah was a great person. Right away. Eila told us Noah Ish Sadik Tamim Haya B'dor Asav. He was a great person. But Noach was more limited to himself. He tried so hard to help, to tell people, to get involved, but they looked at him like he was crazy. They said, oh, here's the guy. Noach, he's the boat guy. He thinks the whole world that there's going to be a flood. And he kept on telling people over and over and over again. He said, listen, there's going to be a flood. He was that guy going out, you know, on a sunny day with his raincoat. He's like, listen, guys, God, there's going to be a flood. And they're like, listen, Noach, you're an OCD guy. What's, you know, stay away. So he was a great person, but he was more to himself. He didn't have the ability to go and affect others. You know, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that first question, Noach was that he found chayin. How do you find chayin? So Rav Yaakov explains, what do you mean he had fingers? He had fingers And again, in the time of Noah, all they did was they worked the land. They didn't imagine. They didn't even have internet back in the time of Noah. They had no computers, nothing. Yeah? They worked the land. But his hand was like a glove. He didn't have fingers. But then Noach Matzachain, the Medrash says, that his hand opened up. It was a web, and now it was a hand. So imagine how much easier it was to work the land. He was able to work the land. So Noach found chain, because he was able to do more very quickly. Can you imagine around 100 years ago, even, you know, people had to go out to the rivers and do their laundry. Right now, if our washing machine breaks, we don't even know what to do. Or a dryer breaks. A dryer might be a little easier. You put it outside. But if it's raining, what do you do? Right? So, but people used to, they had to go to outhouses for going to the bathroom. Right? My mother loves the book, All for the Boss. That Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman, Ruchama, would talk about going, imagine, not even so long ago. People didn't have bathrooms in their houses. But things have changed. And by Noach, he had fingers, because he made things easier. But says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but the world, it got worse, because when people have more time, so time is precious if you use it well. And then Tziv says, beautiful, in one of his tshuvas, when he's talking again, a whole halachic discussion, you know, talking about the Heter Mechira, right, in Eretz Yisrael, in a Shemitah year, are you allowed to sell it to a goy and you don't have the land? A whole separate discussion. And the Netziv wrote in a tshuva, discussing back and forth. Again, the Netziv was part of in the 1800s, from Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, or Shiva Volozhin. And the Netziv said, you know what I'm so nervous about with the Heter Mechira? Is that I'm afraid that if farmers don't work the land, then they're going to have a lot of time to themselves. And they could do very bad things. So Noach was matzachein beinav. He was able to find favor, but the world wasn't able to use it in a good way. They did immoral things because they had more time on their hands. And Noach was a person that was pushed from God. God said, go and do it. And he was a great person. But if he was in the door of Avraham, says Rashi, then he wouldn't have been so great. Why? Because there was a difference between a Noach and an Avraham. You could even see, when Noach came out of the Teva, what did he do? Right away, the Torah tells us that he went and he made a kerem. He went and he made a vineyard, and he got drunk. What do you mean? The whole world was crazy. And you go, and the whole world's being destroyed. And yeah, you're saving the world. There's a medrash that says that it says right in the beginning, that famous pasuk, Elo told us, Noach, Noach, ish tzadik, tamim, haya. So everyone's focusing on the tzadik and the tamim. But it says, haya. And the medrash says, Shmuel brings down the medrash and saying, Shmuel says, that you know what haya is that Noach did save the world. There was something great about Noach. And he says the word Hayah is found by Yosef. The word Hayah is found by Moshe Rabbeinu. The word Hayah is found by Eov and by Mordechai. That the whole world looked one way. And it could have been bad. But they were able to save the world. And we know that it said that the Mabul, it was for 40 days and 40 nights. It was raining. And we know 40 represents the idea of Hischatshus, renewal. But after Noach came out of the Teva, he planted a vineyard. He didn't really learn so much from the problems. A vineyard, grapes, getting drunk, indulging in one's taivas. So Noach was a great person, but he needed to be pushed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was more of a person that didn't deal with challenges so well. He was protected with the Teva. But he didn't deal. Avram was more a person that was involved. He went out. Him and Sarah went out to affect the world. And they dealt with challenges. But Noach didn't really know how to deal with the challenges. The great Stipler Gaon says, that what does that mean Noach was Miktanei Amona? Did he have belief or didn't have belief? So the great Stipler, says something amazing. He says that a person can have belief and he could just have intellectual belief, realizing that there has to be a creator. The Gemara says in Brachos with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva saw one of the great emperors who said, yeah, prove to me there's a God. And Rabbi Akiva said, listen, where did you get your shirt from? Your beautiful outfit. And he said, what do you mean? The tailor made it. So Rabbi Akiva said, what do you mean? Look at this world. It's perfect. Every single molecule, everything is perfect. You know, we take for granted, but everything is perfect. They say Rabbi Victor Miller, one time, his grandchildren saw him putting his head in the sink, and they're like, Zadie, what's going on? Are you okay? So Rabbi Victor Miller said, I was outside, I was in New York, and a big thing of air came into my, and I said, oh, the pollution, it's gross. And after I was thinking about it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Hashem has a perfect world. Okay, I don't like pollution, I don't like the fumes. So I put my head in the sink, because, and then I took my head out to show, wow, Hashem, look at the air. Look, what are you giving me? So there's intellectual belief. Says the Stipler, there's also emotional belief. And Noach didn't have that emotional, but he had the intellectual. Hashem came to him and said, there's going to be a mabul. But he didn't have that emotional belief. Last year, I told an amazing story. The great Blondini, right? Charles Blondin, 1824 to 1897, he was this great magician. And on June 30th, 1859, again, you could Google all of this, see this, he went and he had a tightrope. And he decided he was going to go across Niagara Falls. And people thought he was crazy. Crazy man. And he did it. And then he came back another month. And he did it blindfolded. And then he came back and people were into it. And they got into it. The great Blondini. And then finally he said, okay, I'm going to do a crazy stunt. I'm going to go over Niagara Falls with a wheelbarrow, like I did before, blindfolded. Who is going to go in that wheelbarrow? So I don't know. I don't think I would, I got over my height fear with my roller coaster and the water slide. I told that story before. But I don't know if I do Niagara Falls. But the idea is that he was Miktani Amona. He had the belief, but he didn't have the belief. But Avram was a different. Avram was totally different. Avram was a person that lived with Hashem. He had a mission. His mission was to serve Hashem. And as the Parshas, after Parshas Noah, Parshas Lech Lech, and all the Parshas about Avram and the great Avos, because we come from an Avraham. We don't come from Noach. B'nei Noach are Goyim. Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Mei Noach. Those are Goyim. But we come from Avraham. We are the people of Avraham. Because Avraham is someone that always pushes. He pushes through. And even in a difficult situation, he pushes through. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it says in Parakei Mishnah Beis, Asara Doros me Odom ve'an Noach. 10 doros from Adam to Noach, laudia kama erech apayim, to show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he had so much, he loved his people and he had so much mercy on them. Shekol doros hayu makisin, they got Hashem angry. Achav yelam es mea mabul, then the mabul came, then in the next Mishnah. Asor doros min Noach ad Avraham, laudia kama erech apayim lefonim, shekol doros hayu makisin. Ubor achav bo Avram Avinu came. So there were 10 generations between Noach and Avraham. And it looks so bleak. What's going to be? But Avraham didn't give up. He was a person that just went for it. He did what he needed to do. At the end of the parsha's Noach, Rashi brings down an awesome medrash. Rashi says that the Torah tells us, Al pi terech aviv, found in Perek Yir'alev Pasuk Chav Ches, it says, Vayamas haran al pnei terech. So the Medrash says that what happened, Terach, Avram's father, said, Avram, what are you doing? You smashed all my idols. And then they threw him into the Kibshah, Nimrod, and he wanted to see. So his brother Haran was sitting there, and Haran's like, whoa, whose side should I be on? Should I be on my brother Avram? Or who should I be? So they threw him in. And then Aaron's like, oh, I'm going to go in also. He was a follower. And we know what happened to Aaron. He died, says the Medrash. But Avram was thrown into that furnace, one of the first tests, Asara Nisyonos, later on in the next Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. Because Avram was a person that had a goal. You know what a leader is? A leader is someone that has a goal, has a mission. And there are going to be things that might stop me or try to stop me. And I might fall a lot of times. And even if I fall, I'm going to get myself up. That's what Avram represents. Avram, Rashi says in the beginning that Avram went by himself. Because he looked and he searched for Hashem. By Noach, Hashem came to him and said, listen, get into the teva. I'm going to protect you. But Avram used his challenges for greatness. That's what Avram was about. And we're people of Avram. You know, it's funny because the teva didn't have a steering wheel. Why didn't it have a steering wheel? Because there was this emunah. There was an emunah just to go. And Avram represents the idea of the emunah. Comes along the Hilug Ramban. And the Ramban says that, I don't get it. Was the Teva an ace? Was it not an ace? All the zoos. I don't know so many zoos. The Bronx Zoo and the, I said it before, the Biblical Zoo and other zoos. But was it an ace or not an ace? Says the Ramban. Then no. We don't rely on Nisan. We don't rely on miracles. But a person needs to put his best foot forward. He needs to do his ishtadlis. He needs to do what he can. And then he realizing that it's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Noach went and he put all the animals in. And then Hashem did the rest. But this Yisod is the idea of Avram. Avram Avinu represents this idea that I'm going to do my ishtadlis. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to push. I'm not going to give up. That's what a leader is. A leader has determination that he's going to do it. And we all are leaders in our own ways. If a person is trying to get better at tefillah, he's trying to understand the davening better. And you know, sometimes when he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Rav Shwadron says, you know, you're thinking right now and all of a sudden someone punches you. And then you realize, oh, no one's punching you, it's slach lanu. So you're hitting your chest, someone's punching you, right? Because sometimes we don't even know what we're thinking about when we're in the middle of davening. Sometimes we have to say tefillos haderech in our davening, because where are we, right? But a person says, I'm going to try to focus. I'm going to try to focus on my davening. And it might be difficult, but I'm not going to give up. A Noach gave up. A Noach said, I'm going to come out of the teva, the world, I don't know what's going to be, I'm going to get drink. I'm going to make a kerem. An Avraham doesn't do that. A Moshe Rabbeinu starts off as an Ish Mitzri, and then he becomes at the end an Ish Elokim. And that's what a Yid is. That's what a Jew is. A Jew is someone that works hard. So we're going to answer all those questions. Noach Matzachein, because he had fingers. He was able to do more. He had more time. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has put us in this awesome world. There's time. We have a lot of things. Things come a little easier to us than past generations. And yes, we have, every day is a new thing, and with Corona, and no one knows what's going to be, so we need to have more of this emunah, which we've spoken about so much. We need to have more of this emunah that Hashem's with us. But we have to realize that time, we have so much time to be productive. The difference between a Noach and an Avram, a Noach was great, but he was more to himself. And after things went wrong, look what happens to him, he gets drunk. But in Avram, he thrives when challenges get thrown at him. And we all have different challenges in different ways. And the Ramban says that the Teva, we don't rely on miracles. A person does his ishtadlus, he does what he can. And then he takes a step back, realizing that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let us learn from the sins, from the generations of the Dor HaFlogah, the Dor HaMabul, the Kain and the Hevels, Kina Taiva V'HaKavod, and let us be B'nai Avraham. Let us realize that Noach was a great person, but he didn't thrive under challenges. We want to thrive under challenges. Let us get closer and closer to Hashem, and everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos Parshas Noach.